I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
So, very exciting news for our listeners who have been tuned in since episode one.
Oh my gosh.
We all know that the baby of our group, Mel, has been under a deep, dark, self-fulfilling, right-hand loving dry spell.
Right-hand loving was best place to meet.
And she's been very open about her relationship with us throughout this podcast. She hasn't had a boyfriend in a long time, hasn't gotten any in a long time.
Can you not?
Cobwebs.
Oh, God.
But now she has.
She's got a boo thing. I'm happy you guys didn't say boyfriend because we're not there yet.
Okay.
Okay. We'll just use
not
the word
official
boo
yet.
thing. We haven't really talked a lot with Mel about, we haven't, or I haven't even met this guy.
Oh yeah,
And we don't know too many details. So today we wanted to kind of grill her a bit and wanted to set it up, starting out by saying that, you know, the last time she's dated was in college or high school.
Yeah, it's so
it's
a while.
It's been a long time coming. And obviously things are very different now. She is working a full-time job. Whoa. Excuse me. I'm the opposite of that. I have cobwebs, like not a whore. Okay. Her SO, or significant other, is preparing to take the LSATs. So yeah, he's getting ready to apply to law school, which is a huge chunk of your time and focus on career. They live an hour away from each other in LA, which if anyone knows, with
it's
traffic
hard.
Is horrendous. How do you start a relationship like that? And you guys are both at a place in your lives where you're kind of considering, it's more serious, right? This isn't just like you're dating in college.
It's so funny. As you're like saying all these things, I'm like, can you like,
you're starting to hyper,
I'm like
she's
chugging
like breathing
my wine
heavily and
I
she's
can't.
Taking multiple sips of her wine. So.
It's like a grilled cheese sandwich right
but,
now.
But I'm not saying these things just, I'm not saying these things just based off of her age. These are things that she's shared with us, right? When she told us that she started to see this guy, she's like, I'm thinking about all these things.
Right.
And like,
it's
he's
a,
preparing
it's
for
a,
the LSATs.
It's a very
and,
unique period of time because
yes.
I feel like when you're in college and you're in a relationship at that point, like it's figuring out your schedule around someone else's like class schedule. Otherwise,
yeah.
you're
yeah.
on the same campus, so you're able to hang out. But then once you start working, and before you turn 30, when you get a little bit more desperate, it's like a time when...
Janet,
it's cool. It's cool.
right, but it's like a time when you are a little bit nervous. You're like, okay, is he actually the one? You're not
yeah.
playing around anymore.
We talked about this in previous episodes, the difference of dating when you're younger and when you're a little bit older and how that changes. And now we're seeing it played out in real life.
It's honestly so crazy for me because I didn't expect to feel this way. Like, this is like... I was telling the girls, I'm like, I don't know why. Like, this is kind of freaky to me because, like, this is something that's so foreign to me be dating at this time.
So how did you even meet this guy, or what was the situation where he came into your life?
You know, people always say it happens when you least expect it. I hate to admit it, but it freaking does.
Yeah.
Like, I remember for that night specifically when I went out where I actually met him, I was like, I'm going to look good for me. Like, I just want to, like, feel hot, whatever. And I was like, I wasn't like, I'm going to look hot for a guy I'm going to potentially meet. Because me and actually Helen joke around. We're like, come on, let's go out. You're going to meet your husband tonight. I'm like, okay.
Oh, I say
out.
That all the time.
All the time.
It never happens.
It never happens.
Janet tonight. It's a Friday night.
Janet's
it's
like,
a Friday night.
She knows. But so that night I knew, I was like, you know what? I'm just doing me. And so I went
right.
in, whatever.
Yep.
And so I met this dude. I met him at a club mm-hmm. in Little Tokyo, Blue Jays, everyone knows. We actually had mutual friends. I knew him from college. Never met.
Pause for a second.
Okay.
I mean, have you met a lot of other people in the same context, right? Like, what about this feels special right now? Or maybe
because she's in a relationship.
No, not even.
Well, yeah, but like on the, you know, all the terms that you're saying, like how many other instances have you had where you had a Friday night and you went out with some friends and you met a dude that was friends of friends? Like, did it feel special from the beginning, or like how did you know, or when did you know that it was?
Oh man,
be more
I can't
serious?
Even think of
take
it.
Us back.
I
take
know,
us back
like
to the moment.
Honestly, I didn't think I knew the first time when I met him. It wasn't like, oh my God, this is the guy. It's more like, yeah. You know what? I find him attractive. It's funny, we have mutual friends. So it's mm-hmm. like, in my mind, I'm like, shit, if I want to research about him, I have people to talk to, right? Like, I could stalk him for my friends. Right. But it's interesting about my situation when I met him. So I was a little buzzed. Fuck it, I was drunk. So,
do you remember meeting him?
I do.
Okay, good.
I remember meeting him, but I remember, this is what's different. We ended up talking outside the club for like 2 hours. Here's the thing. So obviously, I knew about him in college, sort of, but I heard, like, certain things about him. Like, in a sense, he had a reputation. Mm-hmm. And so I think in that mindset, actually, it's funny. We were actually finishing off recording a podcast episode and went out that night. So when I was talking to him, I was like, I kind of let it slip. I was like, you know, like, I'm over this fucking fuckboy phase of my life right now. So, like, if you're like that, like, fuck that bullshit. I'm a grown-ass woman. I don't need to deal with this BS anymore. So just letting you know.
Dang.
You laid down.
I laid down the law from the beginning.
I think we gave her that power through the fuckboy episode.
Yeah. I think it. Like, honestly, I think you guys did. And so, like, in a sense, like, I kind of had this, like, assumption that he was a fuckboy. So when I met him, I was like, I'm going to tell this guy, like, exactly how I feel about it and all this stuff. But
and you had this assumption because you heard through friends.
Through friends.
Is that right?
Okay, I didn't know him personally, so this is just, like, word of mouth.
Right.
And so I gave him this whole spiel, and he was like, whoa. And I remember in that when we were talking outside, he kind of went on this, like, tangent about his ex-girlfriend. I think he was trying to explain to me, like,
why
his story.
Mm-hmm.
Or why he has a reputation. But after he said his whole thing about his ex-girlfriend, I was like, you're still a fuckboy. I don't really know. Like, I mean, the whole, like, fuckboy.
You were not sure yet. So even at this point where you were connected enough with a person to spend an hour to 2 hours outside of the club talking, you were still like, I don't know about you.
Because I think for me, it's more like a defense mechanism. Like, I know you're telling me this, but in my head, I still, like, you're not going to, like, break through these walls of, like, who
I think. Well, it's also fair because it's been, what, like, 4 to 8 years.
Yeah. And obviously the last guy I was attracted to was a fucking fuckboy.
Exactly.
And just, like, and I think naturally I am attracted to some qualities of it. So when I see him, like, crap, you're falling into exactly what I think you are. And so I let it slip too. And I was like, you're still a fucking fuckboy. And he was like asking for my number at that time. And I was like, I find you attractive, no lie. But I still think, like, I know.
That is such a Mel move.
I know. Like, I can't be, like, trying to be all, like, sly. I let it slip. I was like, so I gave him my number. And it's funny because he told me actually later on, he's like, I thought you were fucking with me because you wrote a 9-digit number down. I was like, I did? I was like, well, shit. He texted me right away and I was in the car.
He must have been drunk, girl.
It's funny because the moment
number,
I remember.
Me.
But like, so the moment I was okay. But so he texted me, he was like, hey, it's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hi, fuckboy. That's why I texted him back.
That's your first message to him?
That's my first message. That's funny. I said, hi, fuckboy. And so that was it. And the next morning I saw my text messages. I'm just like, well, shit, this guy's not going to text me back because I fucking called him a fuckboy. But yeah, so he actually ended up asking me out on a date, which I agreed to.
And what was your first date? And how long after you gave him your 9-digit
number? Okay, so this is one thing I also noticed, one thing I realized being in your mid-20s is that before our first date, I was actually expected to go on a trip to New York for work. And so I knew if I didn't have a date with him that weekend, I wouldn't see him for 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, my God, scheduling. This is a really big
issue
for
dating. And so in my mind, I'm like, am I going to waste my time texting this guy for 3 weeks? I want to just fucking meet him and, like, figure out, should I waste my time or not?
Sure.
Right?
A lot of potential relationships will die on the vine because people are like, my priorities in life don't match. Even though you're like perfect or whatever, but I value my job more.
No, exactly. Yeah. And so it's like, you know what? I'm just get this over with. Let me just meet with him the weekend before I go to New York. And so I was like, hey, let's just, he's like, when you're free, I was like, this weekend. He's like, okay. And in my mind, like, I already had this, like, idea of, like, oh, this guy's not going to try hard. He doesn't know what he's doing.
You were preparing yourself that this was not going to work out, like, multiple times before.
Because I feel like the other dates I've been on that came through online dating was like, okay, whatever. We'll just have dinner or whatever. We'll see what happens. But for this, I was expecting the same thing. So he picked me up, and I was, like, surprised.
This does not usually happen?
No. So when you go on dates from, like, online apps.
Oh, my God. Let's grab drinks and meet here close to where I live. What?
Janet, there's some anger in Janet's voice. Sorry, Janet. He picked me up, and he lives, like, an hour away. And he drove another 40 minutes to take us to the date.
Okay.
Intense. Wow, okay.
I was so like,
So if someone is showing that much effort, it means that it's a show of their interest, right?
Yeah. So he picked me up and he took us to this really cool, like, whiskey bar because I like whiskey. But what was important about that date was I cut out the BS. I was like, honestly, on the date, I was like, what's your deal? Like, what do you, like, after we kind of had the whole, like, oh, what do you like to do? All that stupid bullshit. I was like, mm-hmm. So why do you have a reputation?
Oof, you already brought that up.
I said, I brought it out. I was like, I'm not going to waste my fucking time. Yeah. Like, why do people tell me these things about you? Because it's like, I want to know. And you're so right. He went on this whole, like, ordeal about his history. Honestly, in college, he was a frat guy. Like, he, like, messed around a little bit. Like, not saying all frat guys do that, but I think with him, he's like, I didn't take college seriously. And I made mistakes, and I own up to it. And, like, it just sounds like he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Mm. And so, like, I told him after he told me his whole story, I said, you know what? Like, I'm not here to judge you on your past. I just want you to tell me because I want to understand this story. Because it's just, like, I'm hearing things from other parties. And it's, like, I want to make sure I know from my end what's going on. Because right. This is me and you, not me and them. That's something he was like, whoa, like, I didn't expect you to say that.
Right. So he went through his stories. And then,
yeah.
I mean, you don't have to go through all the details. Yeah, but it got stuff. To a point where you were like, okay, I trust this guy. He doesn't seem like a fuckboy.
No, and I didn't get that from him. And so, yeah.
I think a big critical point of what you mentioned is that he admitted to his reputation and potentially to some of his actions. And he also acknowledged that they were wrong.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's saying like, yes, that's what happened, but like, I wish that didn't happen, or like, going forward, I'm not going to do that anymore. And the fact that you were very open with him, I think it was just like very open honesty.
Yeah. So next question I asked him, like, so what are you trying to do? Like, what is this?
What's your intention?
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm like, I mean, obviously, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not here to date around anymore. He's like, well, I'm not a type of person to, like, plan this. I'm not looking for something. But if we connect, I'm willing to try it out.
Do you know if during this time he was dating other people?
I asked him. He said no. He's like, but you're welcome to, since this is an introduction kind of thing. So he was really, like, blunt with me because I was blunt back with him. We talked for, like, 4 hours at the bar. Wow. At the restaurant. Afterwards, he's like, we're by the beach. Like, do you want to go on a walk on the beach? Like, just to sober up.
Oh, my God. So romantic.
But that would be really weird, though. It's like, it wasn't like, oh, on our itinerary, we're going to go have drinks, and then we're going to go to the beach. It wasn't even like that.
It felt natural because you wanted to extend your time together.
Yeah, it's just like, we're here. Like, everything's closed. We're also going to fucking go to our car and talk.
Well, no, but that is when a date is going well, when you want to continue spending time with someone, especially after you unload a bunch of dirt about your past. No, exactly. Right? And you're like, I still want to hang out with you.
And like, little things for me, I think as a girl, you notice, like, on the beach, I was like, oh, I'm wearing like heels. I'm like, fuck. Like,
he held your shoes.
He did.
Oh, my gosh.
But I was like, it's funny because, like, here's the thing I noticed, too. Like, being single for so long, I was like, I call my own fucking shoes. Like, I was like, nah. I was like, it's okay. Oh, the
independent woman. Let me hold your shoes.
But he was like, when he offered, I was like, oh, like, these are things I'm like, oh, I didn't know like these actions exist. Like, I'm used to holding my own things. Right.
That's very thoughtful of him.
Yeah, exactly. And then afterwards, it's like, oh, it's getting late. We should walk back. And so he just dropped me off. And it was like, no moves.
Okay. But you knew that after this first date that he was different from all your other, like, dating
Literally, guys. I walked in and my roommate's like, you look different.
So I think one thing that Mel has told us about, we haven't heard too much about this relationship and until now, but is that things are moving very fast. You guys aren't official yet, right? But you feel like things are moving very fast. And it's only been how many weeks? 3 weeks?
It's been almost 2 months.
Okay,
never mind. 8 weeks.
Well, Jenna knows.
Yeah, like, but so, you guys live an hour away, so really, it's like,
you're only hanging out for like two full weeks.
Wait, how often do you guys see each other?
We see like once or twice a week.
How often do you talk?
Every day.
So daily texting or phone call. We do get phone calls, FaceTime?
We call like 2-3 hours a night.
Damn.
I know. What do you guys talk about?
Everything. I know. I don't know. It's weird. We just talk about everything. We're at the point right now, he's like, I just want to be official already. Okay. And I'm like, oh, it hasn't been like 3 months yet. It has been 4 months.
Because you're used to dating in the past where
you take it slow, right?
And what's the timeline in your mind then if you feel like it's going fast?
I've been texting all my girlfriends like, hey, so how long did you guys date for until you guys became official? Because like, I don't know what to gauge it anymore.
Yeah,
so like,
for me. You did ask me that.
I did. And you're like, 2 months. I'm like, damn, that's fucking fast. I think 3 months. And like, I told you guys, I have a test. The guy has to go with me to Vegas for a weekend. And
so wait, what is this? The Vegas test?
Okay, so it's a Vegas test where I spend a weekend with him. Just me and him. We have a good time in Vegas. That's it.
Mm, and what's so significant about that? Why is that a test for you?
I think for me to be able to have fun with someone, just you and him, and like Vegas is like the ultimate fun place in my mind. And last, that's
so he needs to be able to hang with you.
Exactly. He needs to be down, you know?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Buffets.
yeah. And Britney shows.
Buffets the main thing, let's be real. I told him about my test, and so like in a sense, we kind of had these like little like things to be mindful of.
Yeah.
But what's freaking me out is like little things are just happening naturally that like, whoa, this is coming up.
What are these little things?
I got invited to a wedding, right? And so it's on the phone. Yep,
those happen a lot.
Yeah, now. It's starting. And so I was on the phone with the bride, and I was asking her about like, how's the wedding planning going? How's capacity? And she's like, do you want to bring a plus one? And I was like, oh, I have an option to bring a plus one. So I threw it out to him. I was like, hey, do you want to go to a wedding with me in the Bay? Ha ha ha. He's like, yeah. And I was like, what?
So we're in LA, so that would be
right. That's a flight you have to buy to go right. to a wedding with
and
me.
And you have to stay overnight with him somewhere.
Yeah. That was literally all these questions like were like freaking like spinning in my mind. I'm like, fuck, if you come to the Bay, that means you meet my friends. That means you need to tell my mom. I know. And I was like, that's like the biggest thing. So my
Mel's from the Bay. So yeah.
If I bring you, do I tell my parents?
Well, you're staying at home, right?
So in a sense, like, you? If I bring you, I have to tell my parents.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And, like, I honestly had this thing where, like, I'm not going to tell my mom I'm dating anyone until it's official.
Right.
It's something serious because I made the mistake in college, and I told her in college, and she's like, oh, my God, is my son-in-law going to be? I was like, whoa, dude, like, I'm just dating in college. Okay,
no, especially in your 20s and 30s, I feel like when you bring anyone home, at least from my parents, it's like.
It becomes a freaking huge deal.
Right, but so are you putting time pressure on him to become official before you go to
No.
SF?
No, we're not. No. Sorry. Even me thinking about it, it's like kind of freaking me out a little bit.
So what? Wait, Mel, why are you so afraid in the first place of things moving fast, of him meeting your mom, if you really like him?
I think it's just my personal fear is that like I feel like the faster things pick up, the faster it could end. Because of my past relationships, it's been like that. It's college, but like I think things picked up really fast, and then I got like it ended really quickly for me, and like that kind of like tainted my mind about relationships, how it should start and end. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if I take my time, maybe I'll last longer.
It's interesting because I have the opposite. I would almost rather speed through it and figure out if it's not going to work. But yeah, maybe there are some things that like time, and it's not about like things that you learn about each other.
Yeah, but the thing is, I keep comparing this relationship to a college relationship. Oh, I felt like it was different. Like I can't.
That's also very natural for people. You will always compare current relationship to past relationships, right?
Exactly.
And people always know logically that you shouldn't do that, but it's going to happen naturally.
Yeah.
So there must have been things that happened. So from your college experiences where when things moved quickly, they didn't end well.
I think in the honeymoon phase, you kind of see things in like a rose colored glasses. Yeah, like, oh my God, you're so amazing. You're this and all this. And like, I think he's been saying all these great things to me. And I'm like, my biggest fear is that you want to like get into a relationship with me because you have these rose colored glasses on with me, and I don't want this to be ingenuine. I want this to be real.
So you
want to
tease out all of the bullshit and get to really know him.
And I think exactly that's why I'm afraid to make things official and all this stuff, because it's just like, what if down the line you realize this is not you see me? This is just something that you're in this honeymoon phase where you like see me so highly, but really in reality when you find out who I really am, it's just, I don't know. But
you want to be able to be in bed with your hot Cheetos and your
K-dramas
and K-pop in the back. K-dramas playing.
Like, in order for me to also like not have this fear, I'm extremely comfortable around him. Like, he has seen me looking like a freaking potato. Like, I literally like don't
a potato or a dumpling as much.
But it's just like, in a way, it's like I kind of like I'm trying to defend that my theory by being super comfortable at being me.
Yeah.
But then he accepts it. And I'm just like, do you really accept this? Are you really sure?
I feel like that's very different from, I would say, like a normal person's like outlook on relationships, right? In that you always have to put yourself in this like, I'm perfect, I am like perfect for you, and trying to like get the other person to really like you. But I think that's really cool that you're trying to be very natural around him.
Yeah, you're like stress testing the relationship. You're like, if it's gonna, like, let's see if this breaks.
I always say to him, we'll see. And he's like, why do you always say that? I'm like, because we'll see. I don't know.
That is really reflective of how modern dating culture is. I think once you reach into your later 20s and early 30s and you're looking for something serious, and the dating app culture has pretty much made it so that it's really easy for you to meet someone and really easy to have like honeymoon phases, you're trying to figure out like, is this going to last?
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing all the, like, you're like, this is working for me, but let me continue testing you.
I mean, I think that completely makes sense that you're stress testing it and you're trying to make sure that he's the right one.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you were to think about it from his perspective, right, put yourself in his shoes, like, is he feeling like he's not being valued for what he's bringing to you because you keep pushing him off?
No, I feel like I've been saying all these other things, but like I do tell him why I am investing my time in him. We say to each other, like, this is too good to be true kind of thing. That's just what it is. It's not like, oh, like, you're not doing this or not doing enough for me. It's more so like
you're giving him.
I'm giving
him
words of affirmation as well.
Right. Okay.
But that's a good point, Helen. Like, I think, Mel, by kind of stress testing stuff, are you potentially pushing him away? Or is he going to be like, oh, this girl doesn't want to be with me? But on the flip side, for a guy, could it also be really attractive that a girl is, like, not kind of sold right away, mm-hmm. and that she's kind of like she continues to behaviorally like see you and talk to you, but she isn't like all over you, right?
Yeah, I think that's so important in the beginning of any relationship to not fully give yourself to
someone. I agree.
I think that's good that you're showing him affection, giving him a little bit more of yourself, but what else are you giving of yourself to?
Helen, what kind of affection?
What are you guys trying to ask
What
here?
Level of affection?
Sex, Mel. How's the sex?
How was the clearing of the cobwebs? 4 to 8 years?
I mean,
8 years?
Wait.
8 years?
Yeah, and you've gotten a wax recently for the first time.
I know, ever, and so. That was, Mel, like,
you can't just get a wax.
Yeah,
it's like 60
you,
bucks
you, like,
per wax.
You, like, timed that, too. You were telling
you
us, like, I have this, like, date coming up, we're doing this thing. Also, ladies, what was the contact of your wax person? And I was like, what? Why?
Oh my
God.
If you didn't get any because of the wax, I'd be very upset for you right now.
Let's just be real. You only wax because you want to get some, right?
Yeah. And you don't wax as like a, what do you call that?
A chastity belt. Okay. Fuck. This is so awkward. All right. So I'm not going to lie. I was holding off. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to wax.
Yeah, I remember. You were like, I'm not going to.
Yeah, because I wanted to, like, honestly, I wanted to hold off to a certain point where I felt comfortable. And I thought I was going to hold off longer.
Wait, so Mel, how hard has it been to hold off for this long? And then here's this guy that's willing to give you a little
and you're attracted. I personally think and, like, that checks my all your boxes.
Well, actually, I think my superhero power is to hold off on sex. It's been so long, right? So I was like, in my mind, I was like, you know, I'll hold off a little longer.
That's
it's fine.
Your superhero power.
Hell yeah!
Damn, self control. That is,
dude. It's a good like barrier, you know. No, so I was like, I'm gonna hold off as like long as I can next year. Right?
Oh, dang.
Oh, my God. No,
I just, like, choked on my spit.
But literally, like, I'm not going to lie, but then I reached a point I was like, fuck.
What date were you like, I really want to, but I'm going to try to be good?
Like, the fourth date.
Wow, that's pretty good. I feel like after having a first date where you, like, really connected with him and really attracted to him.
I'm like, for me, it's, like, sex is really personal for me. It's, like, my body, so I don't want to expose
that
to
anyone.
Did
you ever, like, stare at his, like,
no.
his pants to see if there's a bulge there?
Actually,
do girls do that?
No, you fucking hella do that. Why do you ask these questions, Helen? First, you get turned off by a waxer. You look at someone's balls.
Dude, what is wrong with you?
No, but okay,
I mean,
Let's clarify that. I do not get turned on by a waxer.
Really? Let's listen to a grooming episode. You totally say that shit. But anyways, no, okay. We went to the pool once. I'm like, I can't have a look, right?
Okay, yeah. So you're confirming
what
I just asked.
Wait. You guys are giving me so much fucking shit for this. Janet, how long do you hold off on dates?
I mean, if I feel I don't like feel their pants. I'm not as interested.
So if you feel something, you're just like, all right.
No. It's more, okay, it's if I feel a connection with them, like, yeah, things can happen on the first date.
Boom. Mm. Helen? I thought you liked to feel things.
I don't like to feel. I asked if you looked.
You feel.
No, I don't feel. I don't like accidentally
so you
brush
just
with my
knees. So it's about size.
No. So did you look at a penis like, I want it now kind of thing or like?
Guys.
I'm more interested in the motion of the ocean, to be honest. Like, size is not really...
Okay.
No, I mean, if it's there and you see it, right? That's what I'm saying. You just happen to notice it. Anyway, so, first date, I don't think I have ever... No, because I have only had, actually, except for one person, sex with a boyfriend. So
even with a boyfriend, how long did you hold off until you had sex?
It depends, but it's usually... you get to boyfriend status, that's already like... 2-3 months in or so.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I would hold off till then.
Okay. That's probably the better way to do it.
Really?
I'm sure if I was like out there dating apps and just getting like.
I think I was like, Helen, I was kind of expecting to like maybe have a title change or like. I make it sound like it's a job. Like I get a title change, then I'm going to open up my legs.
He needs to be promoted to boyfriend.
Exactly. But I just
feel
like I wanted to wait a few months. So, but I think at that time I was like, I can't wait any longer. All right, I was like, I just want to get it over with, too. Like, he had no idea that I wanted to have sex that day.
Wait, but did this conversation come up?
Yeah.
And who brought it up?
Like, to have sex or just sex in general?
Like, did he try and you were like, no?
He never tried anything on me.
Oh, that is very important.
He wasn't like, oh, let me get in your pants. Like,
wait, gentlemen, take note. Like, did he hold your hand? I mean, he held your shoes. Did he hold your hand?
He held my hand. He didn't hold anything else. But so I woke up that morning. I got a fucking wax. He had no idea I wanted it that day. Because I told him, I was like, probably going to
wax the same day that you were going to have sex?
Noob.
Oh, excuse me. Wow. You need to wait like a day and a half to 2 days.
That's why also I made sure we drank that night too.
But they even tell you. The waxer's like, please no harsh physical activity.
She didn't tell me shit, dude.
Also, no pool afterwards.
No sauna. Wait. Don't work out.
Talk about, my girls never say that. They're like, okay, great. So take out the veil on the front desk. They don't say anything like, oh, yeah.
They didn't give you the tips. It's okay.
Because you have like open wounds sometimes from it. And then like all this bacteria can enter into
That's why you take the alcohol. Anyways, night we were like, we're just us. But he's like, oh, yeah, let's have a good chill night. We're going to watch a movie. I was like, yeah. And I was like, let's play a drinking game.
Oh, he must have been tipped off. If he comes over and you're like, let's play drinking games, he's gonna be like,
no, we're like,
we're over at his place.
He's at my place. So we're having just a chill night. Like, it was just us. We're getting ready for bed. Whatever.
Wait, time out. You guys were getting ready for bed. Yeah. So you already sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
Damn, that is really good self-control on both ends.
Yeah, we don't. That's one thing I do respect. He didn't try to lay a move on me.
Like, wait, so he like goes to one side of the bed and you go to the other end?
Honestly, from
on his foot? Like, what are you
doing? We're sleeping side by side. Like, we cuddle and then I'm like, all right, I want to sleep. And I knock out.
Wow. Okay, I give him many points for having that much self-control.
No boob? Grasp?
Nothing. Great. Actually, no, nothing.
Well.
I know, right?
Do you feel any rising of things?
No. I didn't. Okay. It didn't even cross my mind to touch him like that.
Oh, you guys are so angelic and cute.
Yeah, we just cuddle. It's not like, oh, let me feel the tent down there, you know, there's nothing like that. But like, yeah, so that night I was like, okay, fuck, like, we're just gonna go to bed like normal. So I was like, let's play a drinking game. He's like, okay, like, I thought you wanted to like not drink this weekend. We drink almost every weekend. And I was like, let's just be spontaneous. And I got my handle of Hennessy and I was like, okay, let's play a game. Let's play like some truth of fucking game or whatever, right? Mm. And I was getting fucking tired. I was like, this is getting... So the game dragged on.
What game was this?
It was like, whoever asked the most like best question takes a shot. I don't know. So something fucking lame.
No, but the important thing about this is that you led...
I led
this
the
happening.
Action,
yeah. That he was very patient with you throughout and he never made a move. And it was you that initiated.
Very non-fuckboy status.
Yeah.
That's good.
And so I guess the progression tonight, like, things start picking up. And then I think things started to go there. And he's like, no, wait. Like, you don't want to do this.
Okay, so he was being supportive of your...
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
So let's take a step back. It's because you said that you don't want to have sex with him until status, until
you're... I just said I wanted to wait until I'm comfortable. Right. And okay, I think... Good. Because I think my fear was, like, we're moving too fast, right? And so he's like, oh, is this moving too fast for you? And so anyways.
That's good, okay.
He was like, oh, no. And then my husband was like, no, I fucking want it, right?
Okay.
And so we ended up, like, something happened, and then we ended up doing
it. So did you, like, hold his hand, take him to bed, or?
No.
You jumped him, didn't you?
On the couch.
You were, like,
There's some jumping movements.
I knew it. Wait, there was a little bit of mounting.
Whoa, no, not that.
Mel forgot how to have sex. She's just, like, jumping around.
I'm, like, crawling on the floor, like, what the fuck knowing what I'm doing? No, but anyways, like, I think I initiated.
Yes, and then, girl.
Yeah. But you know what moment actually, like, I remembered was we're about to do something. He stopped. And he was like, I don't know why, but I'm getting so fucking nervous.
Wait, while you were doing it?
Like,
Before.
I think in the middle of it.
Were you too drunk?
No. No, but he said that. And he was like, I don't know why I'm getting kind of nervous. Like, I never get like this. And obviously, I know he doesn't. And I was like, why are you getting nervous with me? And he was like, I don't know, because you told me like you haven't done in a while. I don't want this to be like,
oh, you're bad, like second first time kind of thing.
He's like, more like, I don't want this to be disappointing. Like,
he didn't want to
disappoint me.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, he just felt like a lot of pressure. And he was like, I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm feeling this. I'm like,
I think that's a very good sign when it means that he cares, right? Like, this isn't just another
let me get it in. Because I kind of assumed that he'd be like that, but he wasn't. And so I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's really sweet of him. Yeah. Anyway, so get to the juicy details. Like, how was it?
It was good. If I remember, it hurt. Like, a lot. Like, I mean, I'm pretty much a virgin, right? So it's like
Think about it that way.
8 years of things growing back.
Right. That's true. All I remember was at that point, it was like 5:30 in the morning. And so I was like fucking tired too. So we finished and then I went to bed.
And then did you have morning sex?
Was I that drunk? I don't remember.
Probably. It usually happens better when you are getting super drunk and it's that late. Usually the hookup during the night is like super shoddy and you guys are both too fucked up and it's like whatever. And then you get up in the morning and that's when it's like, then you have the proper sex.
I think we did.
Yeah. I remember. Wait, so it was just painful.
But no, it was good, but it just like, it wasn't like.
Is it what you expected? It's been so long.
I know. This was like 8 years in the making.
Honestly, I think I was a little like too much alcohol in my system, but it was good. But then the times after that was better.
How did you know what position to go into?
Honestly, I think sex is like making out. You like think about like, oh, what the fuck am I doing? But once you start going, it's just like.
Happens naturally.
It's like, wow, I remember how to do this.
Mel, are you a top or a bottom?
I'm both.
Oh.
It may sound like some like hot mess, but honestly, like I remember the moment, but I just needed some like liquid courage. It's been a while for me. Yeah. Like this is something like I haven't done in a long time. Like I'm nervous.
Yeah. Courage, something to like lubricate the situation.
I mean, yeah.
But to be honest, you were thinking about this for a while, right? You got waxed. So it wasn't like in the moment you got drunk and you were thinking about this.
I wanted like, you know, I think I felt comfortable at that time to do it. And I just wanted a little bit of confidence and you know.
But
afterwards, we did it after that. And it's been much better because it's just like, I think you just need the first time to kind of like ease in your nerves. And afterwards, right. It's been great. Yeah. Okay, enough about this. I'm getting shy. This is weird.
We can dive into more of this. Oh, I'm so excited. Future podcasts. Yeah. We can talk about your relationship developing.
So I think for me, like with this episode we talked about, the biggest thing I learned, like
the dating. Biggest thing.
Oh my God. No, but the biggest thing I learned from this topic is like, honestly, like shit, I didn't know like speed is something I would worry about at this time of my life.
Speed of relationship.
Speed of relationship. Right. But like, I'm saying this to our listeners and also for myself. It's like to let yourself experience the moment and not get caught up in like these little things. That
don't overthink it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like with him, I'm enjoying my time with him and we're seeing how things go. And if that leads to something more serious, it's okay. And that's exactly what I actually want. So it's fine.
It's good. I feel like you've been very like thoughtful about this.
Yeah.
Like you think or you're analyzing things. But to your point, you're also catching yourself and being like, I don't want to overthink it. And I want to kind of let it happen naturally. But you're being smart about it too. You're not just like jumping into this emotionally. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, just being aware of your feelings.
And it sounds like he's on the same page as you. And
yeah.
Very respectful of your time. So
I approve.
Yeah, I approve too. Haven't even met him yet.
Oh, yeah, I need to meet him first. But I pre-approve.
That actually means a lot to me.
So you guys can catch us on our website, asianbossgirl.com. Send us emails if you have comments for Mel or questions.
Yeah, or, join me.
Or additional topics you guys want us to talk about. Send us an email at asianbossgirl@gmail.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook, so catch us there as well.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
See you guys on the next episode.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye.